Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting seasons and cycles. Cycles is breaking bad cycles and starting new cycles. Amen. And the Bible says that in verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. 9 through 11 goes on to say, you switch it or I will, one or the other. There you go. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. Verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. How many believe God has appointed times, epochs of time, seasons of time, and cycles of time, and you got to find it, you got to get in it. He has also set eternity in the human heart. How many know it's a good thing for us to be eternally conscious? Listen, we are just getting ready. We're not staying here. We're pilgrims and strangers passing through. This is a little season, a little window, and God knows that eternity is set in our heart. Yet no man can fathom what God has done from beginning to the end. Sovereign God is going to have himself a way. He's always going to have a remnant. There's always going to be somebody who said, I'm tired of what I used to be, what I used to do, and I'm ready for God to do something great at this time. You remember Esther? She said, who knew or who knows that God has not called me into the kingdom for such a time as this? And I don't know who your for such a time is, but you say, Pastor, you always get excited. You shout, you spit, you run, you're full of fire. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't want to lose my season. I don't want to miss my opportunity. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people sitting in the pews in churches everywhere who are just going through the motions. Much like Israel. Israel spent an 11-day journey. Should have only took them 11 days to get into the promise of God. But they wandered, W-A-N-D-E-R, for 40 years, and they missed the cycle, they missed the moment, they missed their season because of a heart of unbelief. And I'm telling you, I don't want to miss that moment. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the church, in the kingdom, at this season. Say, Pastor, this is the worst time in all of humanity. No, don't kid yourself. How many know there has been a time worse than this? But the Bible, Jesus said, as it was in the days of old Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. It is going to get ugly. But how many know the darker it gets out there, the brighter the church ought to shine in here. I wish somebody would help the preacher preach. God's got a plan. He's got a time, an appointed moment, and we need to get it. We need to meet in that season and cycle in that stage, and many times a full circle, cyclical, year after year, of weeks and months and years, there's certain sequences of events that happen. And depending on what cycle of life you're in at that time, it can help you do what God's called you to do in discovering his plan and purpose for your life. Or you can miss the moment. And then if you miss the moment, much like Israel, you can find yourself wandering 40 years in a vicious, destructive cycle. Wandering, or to wander, means to have motion without direction and purpose. But how many know the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not here to go through the motions without any vision, without any direction or purpose? How many know God has a plan for your life? I said good things are about to head your way. I believe there's a good season coming into somebody's life this morning. So life can be full of contrast. You can go from calm to chaos just like that. How many ever had a good week and everything's going well, or a good season and everything you touch seems to be blessed? I'm going well, I'm walking, I'm smiling, I'm living, I'm happy, and then all of a sudden, things turn. And no matter what you try to do, you take 10 steps forward and 50 steps back. How many know the devil is a liar? There's a real warfare going on. And if you're not certain about seasons, if you don't understand times and seasons, it can confuse you. It can't be all sunshine and no rain. If it's all sunshine and no rain, it makes a desert. How many know God has seasons, appointed times, and you got to know them because you can't plant in the winter. Come on, Oak Grove. Is anybody hearing me yet? I hope you're taking notes. I hope you understand. I hope this series is something that helps you to actually activate your faith and begin to sow seed in the right season so you can gain the right harvest at the right time. And God has a plan. And I'm going to preach it whether you respond or not. God has a plan. Mountains, valleys, successes, failures, wins and losses, winter, summer, sowing, reaping, all of those are seasons of time. And if you're not careful, you got to know the flow, how to flow in the rhythm. And the text just doesn't say everything is beautiful. Remember that old song, everything is beautiful. Can I tell you everything's not beautiful? If you haven't lived long, if you think everything is beautiful. I mean, a divorce is not beautiful. Death is not beautiful unless you're born again. Then you get translated to the next heavens. Amen? But there are dark days. There are bad things that happen. Sickness is not beautiful. But it's seasonal. And you might be sick for a season, but how many know our God can interrupt that season and change your cycle and bring healing and miracles out of something that's bad? Joseph said that what you have meant for evil, God turned it around and made it good. That is a turnaround cycle. That is a turn in the right direction, even if it seems like a bad season. So shall not cease means we cannot control the seasons. God has ordered seasons in our life, but we can do something about the cycles. Seasons come. Next slide. Next slide, if you don't mind. Pop it up for me there. It's simple. The difference between seasons and cycles. Next slide. Very good. Thank you. Both deal with a time factor. Seasons have a time factor, so do cycles. But seasons can't be controlled. Winter is coming. It's right after fall. Don't believe this lie of global warming. How many know it's about to get cold? What are you going to do when it's cold? Still blame it on global warming? Say, well, things are getting warm in the ocean. It always does. It has forever. This is nothing new under the sun. Seasons have been happening for years and years. You ever heard of the Ice Age? Oh, but the glaciers are melting. That's because God is trying to culminate, sum up everything, and the summation is that sovereign God has an appointed time for this to be done. So he's heating it up. You can blame it on the culture or the nature or whatever you want to do, but you can't change the season. I wish I could have changed summer. I'd have made it a little cooler in the summer, and I'd make it a little warmer in the winter. But I'm not God, and guess what? Neither are you. So God, I want you to get this in this series because a lot of people are frustrated because they're trying to control seasons and control God, but he is a sovereign God, and he does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, to whom he wants. Seasons are ordered. You can't change them. But cycles, how many know they can be changed? If you're in a destructive cycle right now, how many know God can interrupt your cycle and change your situation? I brought up in a dysfunctional home like maybe many of you, but how many know I had a chance to come to Jesus, and when Jesus entered my heart, Max, he broke the curse of sin and he changed the cycle of dysfunction. And now I've been saved 42 years. I don't have to be what my ancestors were. I don't have to be what my daddy was. How many know God can have a plan for my life just like he can have a plan for yours? But church people get very frustrated because they allow situations to affect their seasons. And sometimes people can talk them out of the blessing that God has for their future. We can do something about cycles. So while seasons and cycles both are describing rhythms, a rise and a fall, ebbs and flows, the tide comes in every day, goes out every day. I don't care what day it is. You're not going to change it. It's orbited by the sun and the orbiting of the moon and the earth. Are y'all hearing me? Seasons. Seasons. And they have rhythms. And giving and taking, sowing and reaping. And they each require a different mindset, each require a different method. They each require a different expectation. And if you don't have the right expectation, then it's going to lead you to frustration. And if you don't understand it, it's going to stop your motivation. And you're not going to be able to fulfill what God's calling you to do. For instance, a season is a scriptural acknowledgement of an established reality. It happens naturally. As soon as this summer has ended here, fall is going to come. How many can't wait for fall? How many like fall most of all? How many not even voting? How many don't even know why you got up in this morning and came in here? The seasonal component is more or less constant. And God is constant. How many know He is not unchanging God, immutable God? He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, in respect to time, they are more stable year after year, season after season, winter, spring, summer, fall. And a season is repetitive and predictable movement around the trend line in 1 year or less. And they naturally happen, and we can respond to them. We can actually prepare for them. We can adapt to the seasons, and we can grow accustomed to the seasons. We can dress appropriately for the seasons, right? We can remember the seasons. We can even build a future and a plan on the season. We can save up in the winter. We can have something because we saved up all summer. We can bring the hay in when it's hay season so we can feed the cows in the winter. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying to you? It's natural. But there's two things you can't do with seasons. Two things you can't do with seasons. Number one, you can't stop them from happening. They're coming whether you like it or not. And let me just tell you, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I don't know why there's some kind of idea in the church world today that I can do this and I can plant this and I can say this and I can do this or not do this and I'm going to get this. I mean, no, what you sow, friend, that's what you're going to reap. It's a law. It's the law of the harvest. You can't sow tomatoes and reap watermelon. You can't sow laziness and reap economy, prosperous economy. I wish I could get somebody to help me. I'm already tired. Been a long week. But somebody laid hands on me Thursday, and I feel the fire of God in my spirit. I believe God's going to do something in the days ahead. You might go ahead and give up in your season. You might ahead and get depressed, say it's all over, forget it, it's washed up. But I say God has not spoken, summer has ended, and somebody can be saved. God's arm is not too short to reach down, and His ear is not deaf where He can't hear your requests. In the middle of all of your mess, your God can send a miracle. It's a cycle. It's a switch. And there's a word that's correlating most of the time with cycles and seasons, and it is the word behold, or it is the word suddenly, or it is the word immediately. So Peter and John went down to the temple to pray, and there was a lame man at the gate called Beautiful. And he was begging for money every year, seasonally. There he was. He was in a cycle, actually. He was in a cycle of poverty, a cycle of dependence and codependence. How many know we can get in bad cycles? Maybe it was an inherent cycle. It was hereditary. Maybe his disease was from birth. Nobody's blaming the man, but he was doing the same thing every day until one day. I wish I had somebody to help me here. One day, Peter and John stopped, and the man said, "Give me some money." And Peter said, "Hey, silver and gold, money I don't have, but such as I have, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. This is your time. We're about to change your bad cycle. It's about to become a good cycle. Your season of poverty is over. Rise up and take up your bed and walk." And the Bible says immediately something transferred, something transpired, something changed in the atmosphere. And he jumped up, Max, and he began to leap and praise and run and shout. I know you want to keep your disposition and your dignified self, but Pastor Ron gets excited because I don't want to miss my moment. God might have something for me. He might be shaking your bones. He might be getting your ankle bones ready. I mean, no, God's getting something ready now for what's coming in the future. He is. And if you believe that, then you understand cycles, you can't stop them. The earth keeps spinning on the axis. The waves keep rolling in. Death keeps on happening. Babies are being born. I was in the hospital seeing Mary Allman last week. And all of a sudden, there's this baby, little baby thing comes on the over there, little baby was born. You can hear because they had lullaby, lullaby, a baby was born. Hey, you know that's God. How many know God is interested in life and not death? Death came by disobedience. You understand, we were created for eternity, made in the image of God. But Adam and Eve decided they would sin against God's plan and ordeal and eat of the tree they told them not to eat of, and disobedience started them on a spin cycle all the way until the second Adam. I wish somebody helped me preach about Jesus. The second Adam had to undo what the first Adam did. And I'm telling you today that if Jesus, the second Adam, shows up, he can change your cycle and change your life. This will preach in a Pentecostal church. The second thing is, not only you can't stop a season, but number two, because we can't control them or the God who gave us the cycles or the seasons, we must learn how to stop kicking against the things that we can't control and learn how to roll with it. I learned, as Paul learned, I learned how to be content in whatever season I'm in. I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to be rich. I know what it's like to be down. I know what it's like to be up. We all go through seasons. I said we all go through mountains and valleys, every one of us. And if you're not careful, you'll get stuck in the valley. And you'll complain and whine and murmur and gripe when all the while God has a plan for you. Does anybody here believe God has a plan for you? Pablo, God has a plan for the rest of your life. You don't retire from the kingdom. The best days are ahead for Pablo Marino. See, Pastor, I've already come through. No, no, no. What's best is coming to you. Malachi 3:1, the Bible talks about it. It's a word from prophet of Malachi, and he prophesies, and he's tried to help us understand this cycle issue. And it's important that you get this because not everybody gets it. Malachi said that behold, he says, let me find it real quick. Behold, I am coming, or he is coming. The king is coming, right? Something is about to happen in your life. Did I put it up there? There it is. Behold, I send my messenger. It's talking about John the Baptist, and he will prepare the way before me. Hundreds of years before John the Baptist, hundreds of years before Elizabeth, who was barren, got pregnant. How many know God can interrupt your barrenness and bring to you the last prophet of the New Testament, of the church. First prophet in the New Testament, last of the Old Testament prophets, before Jesus. And the Lord whom you seek will, what somebody shout suddenly. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, again, behold, look up, he said. He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And Pastor Ron wanted to kick off this series and come and tell somebody at Oak Grove this morning, look up, get ready, because God is getting ready to send you a blessing, a season of blessing. He's about to break off. He's going to help you break loose from this dysfunctional, destructive cycle that you've been in. How many know the days of half-hearted living and lazy living and loose living? How many know he's going to break that so you can get a hold of the blessing? Because you can't sow seed to loose living and have abundant life. It just doesn't make sense to keep doing the same thing and expect different results is called insanity. It's insanity. And somehow America's been duped into believing that you can go on sinning and sowing seeds to sin, walking in disobedience, and you're going to get the promised land anyway. Take a note from the Israelites. 11 days. But they believe the lies of the enemy. How many know the devil is a liar? And he has waited for you. And seasons and cycles are both instances, but God is a scriptural acknowledgement of an established reality that happens, and God wants to make sure that you're in line for what you need. Predictable movement around the corner. Amen? We prepare for it. We got to get ready for it. And I believe somebody's going to get set free here this morning. our time was cut short, and so this is an introductory. See, Pastor, what are you so excited about? I don't know, but I wish you knew. I wish you could catch it, because once you catch this, cycles are not fixed frequencies. A seasonal pattern is. Cycles vary in length and amplitude, which means natural tendencies. So you have a flesh, you have natural tendencies to your flesh. In other words, left to yourself, you can implode or explode in a vicious, malicious cycle, a very destructive cycle. Well, Pastor, you don't know my story. No, but I do know his story. And I had a story too. How many know I didn't want to be me when I was me, but I'm glad I'm the new me. How many know the old me is gone? The old man's dead. The old ways are past, but how many know there's a new way? Destroyed the old cycle. And Jesus said, now I can walk in newness of life. Addictions, habits, tendencies, foolishness you got involved in, laziness, complacency, indifference, bad attitude, resentment, ugliness. It's easy to get in a cycle. The hog, the pen that the boy was in last week, the hog pen, remember that? That's a cycle. He got out of a season of blessing it should have been, and he missed his moment because he was smarter than the father. How many know you're never going to be smarter than the father? Give me my inheritance. Let me go and ruin myself. And he did. And the father prayed, and the father sought, and the father sought, but he waited, and he waited, and he waited, and somehow that boy broke the cycle. I said the cycle was broken when he was in the hog pen. And he said in his mind, it was just logical common sense. It wasn't even a spiritual pull. It was like, my father had it better. The slaves in my father's house had it better than I have over here trying to eat the corn that the pig already ate. So I think I'm going to go over to the father's house. And you remember Naomi and Ruth? Remember how they just so happened to stumble on a blessing? Somebody here today just might stumble on a cycle of blessing. It just depends on how you receive this. Somebody's going to get set free. Amen? And so cycles can be broken. In other words, you can do something about it. You can stop an unhealthy cycle. You can start a healthy cycle. You can get into a good cycle. You can change directions. You can change purpose. And as we grow in our faith and understanding, then we can see how God uses seasons and cycles to help us to learn how to move into our destiny and our purpose and find our value even in bad seasons. Even in a bad season, you can keep your heart with God. Because God made everything in its time for an appointed time. Are you following me? And so you fast forward to the book of Acts chapter 2. And they were all in one place, in one mind, in one accord. Are you hearing me? And then when the fullness of time had come, when Pentecost had fully come, in other words, there was appointed season and time that God was going to pour out his spirit. It was prophesied by Joel in chapter 2 of Joel. And now it's about to happen hundreds of years later. Could be sitting in a church like this, prayer meeting just like that. And all of a sudden, in came. Suddenly, the word suddenly appeared again. Suddenly, just like Malachi, suddenly Elizabeth was pregnant. And then Mary, wow. The Holy Spirit came. Jesus, in the fullness of time, was born of the Virgin Mary. Is anybody getting any of this? Nothing just happens. It's not like we're just on a spinning wheel by chance. How many here believe God's still in control of everything? And your purposes and your plans will be fulfilled. He will finish what he started in you. I think about Joseph, Max. My goodness, he was the favorite son. Looked like a life of blessing, looked like a cycle of blessing, right? A season of blessing. And all of a sudden, he goes to bring cheese and crackers and ham or Jimmy John's to his brothers. And they said, oh, here comes that dreamer. How many here still have a dream? Come on, how many, God has given you a purpose and a vision and a dream, and he put it way deep in your heart. Even if you were young and you walk with the high step and you said, God's accomplishing good things in my life, and your brothers got jealous. And if you're not careful, you can listen to the crazies out there who will talk you out of your blessing and put you on a trajectory to a disastrous spin cycle. And if you're not careful to know when you're in the cycle of blessing or when you're in the cycle of bad days, you could lose your way. So they threatened him. They were going to kill him. But Reuben spoke up and said, don't kill him. Our father will kill all of us. So they put him in a pit. But when they, I love this, when they put him in the pit for a season, how many know the father had already dispatched a caravan? So in the providence of God, he had already started that caravan to pick him up while he was here. It already started there. Remember when Abraham was bringing Isaac up to Mount Moriah to obey the word of the Lord? While he was on the way up without a sacrifice, the little boy said, Daddy, where's the sacrifice? And the father said, what? The Lord will provide. Because while Abraham and Isaac are going up with the knife and the fire and the wood, the Lord had the sacrifice walking up this side of the mountain. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And you don't yet see your cycle of blessing. But anybody here believe Pastor Ron when he says it's just around the corner? My goodness, if nothing else, Jesus is just around the corner. I mean, we could just all go up in a whirlwind like the prophet Elijah, and that's okay by me. This world's not eat, drink, and be merry. It's not just going through the motions. That's wandering. But the reason that God's people are wandering, W-A-N-D-E-R, is because they lost the wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. They lost the wonder of who he is. They lost the wonder of what he's done. They lost the wonder of what he's got planned for their life. And they get listening to the lies of the enemy, which is warfare. If you're going to get something from God today, how many of you going to have to fight for it? And even Joseph went from the pit into Potiphar's house, and it looked like the cycle was going good. Hey, it's on a good trend. I'm on a good trend. I'm trending. I'm trending up. I'm moving along. And all of a sudden, Potiphar's wife, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but she falsely accused him, and he left his coat, but he didn't leave his character. I wish somebody would help me out here. He left his coat, but he didn't leave his character. He said, lady, you can falsely accuse me. You can take my robe. You can take my coat my daddy gave me, but you can't take what God put in my heart. I have a dream, and I'm going to wherever I got to go to get to the final destiny, because providentially my God knows the end from the beginning. And if he needed me to go to the pit and into the Potiphar's house and into the prison for me to get to the palace, your deliverance is based on my response. Listen to this. Maybe it ain't about you. What if you stay steady in the middle of your bad time and God uses you to bring good time? What if the church in this, oh Lord, it seems such a dark day in the culture, in the country. What if God's going to save a remnant of people? I wonder, is there a remnant of people who still believe God can send a mighty move of the Spirit? Suddenly, immediately, behold, John the Baptist saw Jesus come. He said, behold, the Lamb of God who's come to take away the sins of the world. Wow. That's why the Bible says that today, hear my voice. Do not harden your heart. Listen to my word. It's in what God was saying was, otherwise you will end up like the Israelites in the wilderness wandering. You should have made the journey in 11 days. Why are you still in a destructive cycle? Now, next Sunday, wow. Let's see what else I have up there. Acts 2, suddenly, and then the fullness of time, Jesus. I mean, oh, that's our greatest suddenly right there. Jesus came. And next week, this is the last slide, I believe. Next week, we're going to talk about breaking the cycle. How many know that God can break the cycle you're in? I don't know what it is. I don't have to identify it, but you do. You can be in denial or you can get deliverance. You can't just pretend like nothing's happening if you know more than anybody knows. The greatest preacher you hear is not Ron Moran. It's the Holy Ghost. Because while you're sleeping at night, it's like a little cricket saying, repent, repent, repent all night long. I'm sleeping while the Holy Ghost is still preaching. Amen? And you can deny it, but how many know nothing is hidden from the eyes of our God? You can fool Pastor Ron. You can fool Oak Grove Assembly of God. But you can't fool God because God is not mocked. And whatever you sow, I don't know why people don't believe there's going to be consequences for their behavior. I'm not sure why. And if you want to take that chance, honey, you go on ahead. But I still believe there's enough fear of God in my heart that says when the Lord comes, I want him to find me faithful. Is there anybody here who said, Pastor Ron, when the Lord comes, I hope that he finds me faithful. No matter what season he finds me in, no matter what cycle I'm in the middle of, I've got to have the right response and break the cycle that's destructive and create a good cycle. How do you know cycles? Well, I tried. Chrissy, y'all can come back. I'm done. At least I think they're done. But I tried the cycle of dieting. Anybody ever tried that? The dieting cycle? How many know that's from the devil himself? And I started March 27th, and I went to, supposed to be August 27th, so I was just coming to an end this past week. And I lost 15 pounds. Could somebody give God glory? Come on, give him praise. Hey, if it was your pounds that you lost, you'd have been shouting, but I lost them. I found a few of them back on the way. I actually lost 20, but I gained back 5. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. And I'd like to lose 15 more. Not because when Jesus comes back, I'll be, you know, beach body and buff and all of that. I've already got my lady. I don't have anybody else to bless and please except her. And she's happy with all of me. I'm using a facetious illustration like dieting to tell you that sometimes you do well and sometimes you don't do well. It's like the tide. It comes in and it goes out. Sometimes you're giving, sometimes you're in need. Life, death. At the same time a baby was born, somebody was dying in the hospital. Are y'all hearing me? It's just a natural flow. And if you don't get a hold of this is the first lesson. It's an introductory lesson. I hope I didn't lose you. How many got, let me see your hand. How many understood what I was talking about today? Anybody? Okay, a couple of you, a few of you. Why don't you just stand with me this morning because I want you to catch the right time. Plant in the right season. And if you don't catch the cycle, then life will take you all the way around again till the next cycle. And I'm begging you, don't let anything keep you from your purpose, your victory, your blessing, your plan that God has for you. Don't let nobody mess you up. Quit listening to the crazy people that are trying to stir you up and make you go into a spin cycle. Spinning out of control. This world's not spinning out of control. Not according to God. Our culture is spinning out of control. Why? Because they left the law of God. And once you leave the law of God, you're on your own. And that's why your life might be in a spin cycle. Kind of like the little boy who brought his cat to the veterinarian or to the drugstore and said, I need some Tide detergent. And the clerk said, What are you doing? He said, I'm going to wash my cat. And the man said, you're going to wash your cat with Tide detergent? He said, don't you think that's bad? He said, I just need Tide detergent to wash my cat. So he goes home. He comes back the next day. He said, you were right, sir. My cat died while I was washing. He said, I told you, wasn't it the Tide detergent? He said, no, it was the spin cycle. Cat died in the spin cycle. And I'm telling you cats out there, I don't want you to die in the spin cycle. Lift your hand to the Lord. Silly, but I want you to know God has a plan for your life. And if you don't know how to handle it, if you don't know how to go with the flow, if you don't know how to get in the groove, if you don't know how to work the season, if you don't know how to work it out, all your salvation out with fear and trembling, you could too end up in a cycle you don't want to be in. Today, I know without a shadow of a doubt, some of you are trying to break a cycle, a harmful cycle, a harmful cycle, a cycle that's leading you away from God and not toward God. Maybe a cycle of addiction, maybe a cycle of resentment or hurt of the past. Don't let your past dictate your future. Break the cycle. So this altar is open. It's only 11:30. If you want to come and have our prayer partners pray for you, or Pastor Ron and Melissa pray for you, if you want to give your heart to Christ, if you've lived a life away from God, if you've wasted your life, you can always run back to the Father. How many believe God can take us home and grace us and bless us with freedom and salvation and hope and to live again? If you're in a bad cycle, don't be ashamed. Run to the altar, run to the Father, and let us pray for you. We're going to worship. We're going to sing. If the Holy Spirit's directed something for you to pray about this morning, I want to join you in the altar. We're going to begin to see what God wants to do.